Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, before we get to Buffalo, real quick on Pittsburgh. You look at your offense and you start that game. Pittsburgh maybe did a little some things different to take away your tight ends or take away the ball down the field. You guys really ran the ball well early in that game. How much did you have to adjust to say, you know what, we're going to be committed to running the football here today?
Well, I think that was probably part of their game plan was to play a lighter box and try to get on the receivers tight and just say, how much do you want to run it? Thought our offensive line and the tight ends and, of course, LeGarrette did a real good job of, you know, not only running the ball but making some explosive plays that, you know, kind of changed field position a couple times, and that was really helpful. But plus, he ran the ball in,
sure,
in the red area and got those touchdowns, which, as it turned out, holding them to field goals and us scoring touchdowns was kind of the point differential in the game. So the red area running game was probably as impactful for us as the out-in-the-field game was. So it was a great job by Josh and the offensive staff and the players of, you know, probably making that adjustment to run the ball maybe a little bit more than we anticipated we would be doing so in the game.
And when you run it so effectively and you see you start to get Julian incorporated into the game and, you know, 10 targets, he has 9 catches. And then the one time they move those safeties, boy, you make them pay with Gronkowski down the seam on a big 3rd-and-7 play. How much does a run set up plays and play action plays like that?
Well, as you know, it certainly helps to, you know, force those linebackers to come up a little bit. And then when you can displace the defense with play action or, you know, run action passes and they have to really play both, and that puts them in a bind when it's, you know, just one or the other, then that makes it easier on linebackers when they have to go forward and backward. And you can kind of tie those plays together, then I think that's really where you want to be offensively.
Okay, 7 games into this thing, LeGarrette Blount, 25 carries last week. Get to the point where maybe you got to watch a pitch count with him. It just seems like the more he gets the rock late in the game, seems to wear his teams down. Can he hold up like that for 16 games? Do you have to watch that at all?
Well, I think LeGarrette's a pretty durable player. I think if you remember back a couple of years ago when we played Buffalo in the rain at the end of the season, he carried the ball a lot and returned kickoffs and everything else. So, you know, he's a big, strong player that can carry a big load. And, you know, there have been games in the past where he's only had a handful of carries because it's more of a passing game. And we may have one of those before the year's out. I don't know. But I think the big thing is he's ready to go, and we need him, and we need him to take a lot of carries. He did that in Pittsburgh. As I said, there'll probably be some point in the year where we don't need him to do that, and the load will fall to somebody else. So we need to make sure everybody's ready to go.
All right, we'll talk about your kicker real quick. Steve was real hard on himself after the game. You talked about relating it to a golf swing, different, you know, whether you're hitting a sand wedge, whether you're driving the ball. He's working through this, right? And you've talked about we've got to work through this. Could it be as easy as getting into Buffalo and having the wind swirl and he hits a big kick and boom, he's out of this?
I think it could be, absolutely. Yeah. You know, Steve's a good kicker. Steve works hard. He has good fundamentals. He has good techniques. And, you know, it's a full operation. It's a snapper. It's a holder. It's, you know, the entire operation. It's not just putting the ball on a tee and kicking it. There are other things involved. And, you know, our timing's got to improve. I know that Steve's working hard at it, as Ryan and Joe Cardona and Joe Judge, our special teams coach, Bubba, they all are. So I have a lot of confidence in that unit. And, you know, if we need a big kick, I have no hesitation about putting them out there and kicking it.
All right, out of the AFC North for at least now until we see Baltimore later in the year. It's good to be back in the division. It's kind of getting to the point, too, where you got a chance to get some separation here, you know, going up to Buffalo. How excited are you for this opportunity?
Yeah, well, any division game is a big game, and the division game on the road, of course, just makes it a little bit bigger, so it's a great opportunity for us. So, you know, Buffalo's playing very well, and, you know, I'm sure that they'll be at their best on Sunday for us and, you know, in front of the home crowd and all that, so. You know, we just have to do a much better job than we did in the first game. We have to coach better. We have to prepare better. We have to play better. We just need a better day than we had here, you know, a month ago. So that's the focus all week. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to go out there and perform well for 60 minutes and, you know, play a very competitive game.
I know there's no bad blood on your side. You don't encourage it, but something happened prior to the game here in Foxborough. Do you have to talk to the team about not taking any of the cheese or the bait that they tend to like to do sometimes?
Yeah, again, I think what we really need to focus on is just our performance and our preparation for the game on Sunday. And if we go out there and play 60 minutes of good football, we'll be all right. If we don't, then we won't. And, you know, we'll be talking about a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, hopefully we can prepare well and go out there and perform well on Sunday. And really, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, much better than the first game, right? I know you were pretty angry after that first one.
Well, we just didn't do any of the things that we really needed to do to win the game, and so we never really had a chance to win it.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Holly in Foxborough. Wants to ask you about deals you make here prior to the trade deadline. You've done it over the years, acquired some players. Is that something that you guys study, or there's a need for the team this year? It seems like it's pretty consistent over the last couple of years, you guys going out making a couple moves right before it.
Well, it takes two to make a deal, yeah. You have to see somebody that you want to acquire, and then you have to be able to come to an agreement with another team to be able to make the transaction. Sometimes those happen, sometimes they don't. There have been a few of them over the last couple of years. I think Nick Caserio and Dave Ziegler, his staff, do a good job of monitoring that. And again, sometimes those opportunities come up, and maybe sometimes somebody will want to trade for one of your players, you don't want to trade them, or you want to trade for somebody else's player, and they don't want to trade them. Right. And that's part of it too. So when it works out, it works out. When it doesn't, it doesn't. And we understand that. But just keeping the line of communication open and trying to see what our options are, and if we can find a way to improve our team, then we're definitely about that.
All right, great answer. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. We're going to do the Belastrator later. You may see a player we never heard of, I'm hearing, on the Belastrator. As far as when we talk Buffalo, used to LeSean McCoy and company.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some guys that are really playing well for them. Okay. And, one in particular is a big impact player on defense and special teams.
All right, Coach, great tease right there. More Patriots All Access coming back right after this. Belastrator later.